All right, next item. Item number 498, please.
Proclaim May 30, 2018 to be Vanport Day of Remembrance.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much, Mayor. I have some brief introductory remarks. I'd like to invite Laura Loforti from Vanport Mosaic, Jim Burke, a local historian, and Marge Moss White, a former Vanport resident, to take their place at the table and welcome to our distinguished guests. Mayor and colleagues, we're here today to honor the survivors of Vanport and to remember the rich history of this often forgotten chapter in our past. This is a year of important anniversaries. The 76th anniversary of Vanport's construction in 1942, the 70th anniversary of the Vanport flood on May 30th, Memorial Day, 1948, and of course the 50th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act. Vanport residents came from across the country in search of jobs during World War II. At its peak, it was Oregon's second largest city with over 40,000 residents. Almost half were African American. I'm honored to serve on a council that commemorates this rich history on a regular basis and that has supported Vanport Mosaic with a special appropriations grant. The third annual Vanport Mosaic Festival begins today and runs through Memorial Day. And we're very pleased to have with us today again Laura Loforti, Jim Burke, and Marge Moss White. Laura, take it away.
Good morning. I was practicing to say all your names, but I decided that it's not going to be a good thing, so I can't pronounce them. And also, I just remind myself a lesson, one of the many lessons from the Vanport history, that at the end of the day, we are all the same community, so there's no need to make distinction between you and us and everybody here. So community, good morning. We are so excited to invite you to the third Vanport Mosaic Festival. It opens today, and thank you for the opportunity to be here and invite the city to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Vanport flood. There are hundreds of people behind the Vanport Mosaic Project. It's a memory activism effort to amplify, honor, and preserve this important history and many other silenced histories of our region. So we open today, and for 6 days, we are going to invite you to explore this history with us with tours of the former sites, exhibits, oral history screenings, theater, music, a reunion for former residents. It's our third reunion, and this year we have over 100 guests confirmed. And so it's a growing community, although, of course, it is a shrinking community. People are in their 80s and 90s, and so this is a very urgent call to all of you to gather around their stories and their lessons. One of the events I want to point out to is a forum called Lessons from Vanport and Katrina. And it is an opportunity on May 28th, when we commemorate the 70th anniversary, to really listen to these stories. We're going to have Vanport survivors and survivors from Katrina to share their lessons of survival. And at the end of the day, we can have all the emergency kits that we want, preparing for potential earthquake or flooding. We are at risk of flooding. But what is going to determine our survival is our community. So the Vanport Mosaic is really a platform for belonging and a call to gather face-to-face with communities that you might not be familiar with, and it's a celebration of the city we want to be. So I'm honored to have many former residents and flood survivors here with us, and I invite you all to honor their experience and to listen to their stories. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Marge Cannon Moss, and I am a Vanport survivor.
Ma'am, if we could just move the mic a little closer to you so we can all hear you. Thank you very much.
Is that better?
That's better.
I am a Vanport survivor. We moved there in 1944 from Las Vegas, and I found Vanport to be a wonderful place to live. There was no discrimination. My teachers were all wonderful. If I have time, I would like to tell you this one story. I was in the sixth grade, and they were encouraging me to play basketball. I had never played basketball before. I did not know the rules. So I'm bouncing the ball around, and of course the other kids, they're doing the same thing, and all of a sudden I fouled a girl. We were taught in Louisiana, where I was born, that you do not touch white people. You do not look at them in their face. You look down. And, of course, when I fouled this girl, I was devastated. There was a post close by, and I grabbed the post, and I held on to it. I had a wonderful teacher. She tried to coax me away from the pole, but I would not turn the pole loose. And so I'm saying Vanport was well integrated, in my opinion. I never felt any discrimination. It was during World War II, and everything was rationed. And I remember going to the store to buy eggs. You didn't get a carton to put your eggs in. If you were lucky enough to have one, you would hold on to it. And we would have paper bags. So, of course, we would cherish the eggs and hold on to them and take care of them and not drop them. We had our own theater, and we could sit anywhere we wanted in that theater. We had our recreation centers, and we could go and we could do play with the young girls or boys. Without feeling discriminated against. And I have to say that Vanport, to me, was home, and it still is. Now, the area where Vanport was is Delta Park. To me, it is not Delta Park. It is still Vanport. If we could incorporate the name of Delta with Vanport, I think that would be a wonderful thing to do. It could be Vanport Delta. And that is my wish and one of my requests. I loved Vanport. I loved the people that were there. And I had a wonderful schooling there. The teachers did not treat me any different than my classmates. One of my best friends, her name was Lila. To me, Lila was the tallest white girl I'd ever seen. And she had the reddest hair. I had never seen such red hair. But Lila and I were very good friends. And I think, have I used up my time? Because I can go on and on.
Marge, thank you very much. And what you've done is you've whet our appetite. And the purpose of the festival is for us to learn more about all the stories. And thank you for sharing a part of your story with us today.
It's my pleasure. I love talking about Vanport. And thanks to this lovely woman here. We've been doing this since 2014.
Thank you. Very nice. Jim?
Thanks so much. Good morning. My name is Jim Burke, and it's my honor to be here today as we read the names of those who lost their lives nearly 70 years ago. Sarah Louise Butcher. Michael Carey Butcher. Isla Mae Smith. George Smith. Helen Ruth Banks. Lorena Smith. Florence Beadle. Izumi Oyama. Earl Wayne Hopkins, Sr. Effie Mae Dawson. Camilla Wennerland Dolly. Gerda Kaspara Wennerland. Sadao Mizuno. Hiram Michael Skaggs. And Mabel Irene Powers.
Mayor, I believe you have a proclamation and some remarks.
I do. And is Joyce Nelson with us today? Is she going to be speaking?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Very good. I want to acknowledge that the Native community also holds this day as a very, very special day. Joyce?
I'm Joyce Nelson.
I would like to say a few nice things about you, if you don't mind. Joyce, could you stand up just one more time so people can see you, please? We'd like to recognize you. Joyce is a member of the Assiniboine Sioux tribe from Montana. In 1944, Mrs. Nelson moved to Vanport with her parents and siblings all the way from the Fort Peck Reservation in eastern Montana. Her parents relocated here to take advantage of the jobs that were available in the shipyards. She was 13 years old when Vanport flooded, 4 years after her family moved from their tribal homelands. She vividly recalls seeing her housing unit twirling in the strong floodwaters right behind her family's car as they escaped this tragedy. Mrs. Nelson kept a scrapbook, which she has with her. One of the items that she saved is her emergency report card that was issued to all Vanport children who were unable to return to their school to complete the school year. She graduated from Lincoln High School when it was located in what is now Portland State University. She then went on to receive secretarial training at the Bureau of Indian Affairs Trade School in Lawrence, Kansas, called the Haskell Institute. Today, Joyce, we'd also like to recognize you and to acknowledge the significant Native American presence that thrived in Vanport before its collapse. Many of those families stayed on here in Portland to work and raise families. We'd like to recognize that Vanport was a contributing factor to the tribal diversity that is represented here in our city. And I'd also like to recognize from the Celilo community Linda Bianis, who is here today. Good morning, as well as Siadam Edmo, who I believe is also here. Very good. Thank you for being here, and we are honored by your presence. So here's a tradition from the Portland City Council. We read these proclamations in moments of honor and recognition and remembrance like this. Whereas 2018 is the 76th anniversary of the construction of Vanport, the 70th anniversary of the Vanport flood, and the 50th anniversary of the Federal Fair Housing Act. And whereas the city of Vanport was once Oregon's second largest city and the nation's largest public housing project with a peak population of over 40,000 individuals. Whereas Vanport was home to World War II shipbuilders, a diverse group of people from all across the country, 25% of whom were African American. And whereas The community had schools, stores, a hospital, a movie theater, and a two-year college. And whereas Vanport was constructed in the Columbia River floodplain and was protected from the river by a series of levees. Whereas the Columbia River flooded on May 30th, 1948, immediately displacing its residents. And whereas Portlanders today know the site of Vanport as Delta Park, the Portland Expo Center, Heron Lakes Golf Course, and Portland International Raceway. And whereas Vanport Mosaic is a nonprofit community group that honors the history and the legacy of Vanport. And whereas Vanport Mosaic will hold a festival from May 25th through 28th, 2018, to honor and celebrate Vanport as an essential and often forgotten chapter in Portland's history. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 30th, 2018, to be Vanport Day of Remembrance in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you. Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to draw everyone's attention to an exhibition of artwork in the south atrium downstairs by Peggy Ball Morrell, which was coordinated by our tribal liaison, Laura John, in concert with my office. Peggy was a member of the Klamath Modoc tribe and painted about her experiences growing up in Vanport, which she also narrowly escaped as a toddler with her family, afterwards settled in North Portland. Peggy's art portrays a community that is nearly invisible in popular culture and is often not acknowledged as having a presence in Vanport. The paintings downstairs recall a close-knit Native community at a time when federal termination and relocation policies threatened Native survival and drove families to places like Portland for jobs and education. Peggy Ball Morrell's parents moved from Chiloquin, Oregon, to Vanport during World War II. She was raised in North Portland, graduated from Jefferson High School, and began taking art classes at PCC Cascade Campus in the 1970s. She studied drawing and painting at the drawing studio with Phil Sylvester, and was also a master star quilt maker. Peggy passed away in August of 2015. And full disclosure, Peggy is also the mother of one of my best friends, and I had the incredible honor of showing her artwork in my gallery in 2015, a few months before she passed away. So that's my personal connection to Vanport, and it's such a treat to get to visit with these paintings again, and I hope that everyone has a chance to view them on your way out today. And thank you for your continued efforts to celebrate Vanport.
Thank you. So we'd like to now invite folks up who would like to have a picture with this right up in front, and we'll get rid of these little ropes here so we can do that.
I'm You can't see the camera, then you're not in the photo. Okay?
Somebody.
Ready? Can you
see the camera too hard?
One, two, three. Perfect.
You got everything in?
Got everything.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.